So here, just kind of the different reasons and potential benefits pursuing some of these sustainable finance strategies and products. Obviously, the first and foremost is to raise funds. One of the benefits of a lot of these sustainable finance products is that you can get better rates than you might otherwise see with just a more traditional RBL or bond package. Another benefit is the reputational aspect of this. Again, you get to advertise, you know, that you're supporting ESG commitments, and you know, you can publicly advertise that to both your investors and your customers and also your employees. I think it's important for both public companies and private companies. Obviously, with the public companies, you've seen in the headlines, you know, a lot of activist investors, but then also you have a lot of funds that are only allowed to invest in, quote unquote ESG type supported companies. And so it does help to bring in more investors and diversify your investor base. At the same time, for private companies, for example, we have a lot of clients that are private equity backed. Those private equity sponsors have LPs that are mandating and requiring that they invest in ESG friendly companies or promote ESG initiatives with their portfolio companies. Again, that kind of overlaps with diversifying investor base. And then again, kind of the last thing here is to build internal collaboration between sustainability teams and also the finance and core business teams. Currently, there's no specific tax benefit for using a sustainability linked loan or bond, but you do in many scenarios get better pricing or can get better pricing depending on the type of product that you're looking at and the goals that you're setting and whether you can meet the metrics. And then the other reason for pursuing some of this and why we've seen such a giant growth, which we'll talk about in a slide or two, is that a large number of banks and private credit funds have started to shift a much higher allocation of the funds that they have to lend to ESG and other sustainability initiative products. So as the source of capital, as folks are looking at that, more of that we're starting to see move to these types of products. So here we're just going to look a bit about the market overview and what we've seen, particularly over the last 2 years. So in the graph here, this shows the global debt issuance of sustainability and green type bonds and loans. As you can see, you've had a lot of growth over the last 10 years, and in particular in the last 2 years, or really 2.5 years now, you've seen a giant explosion in the issuance of this type of debt. These figures are global. The U.S. has lagged behind the EU and other countries as far as the issuance of these bonds, but it's growing rapidly, really since post-COVID, and you've seen a lot more initiative in the U.S. One thing to point out in this graph is you can kind of see the blue segment has really been the area where you've seen probably the biggest percentage of growth in the last 2 to 3 years, and that's the sustainability-linked loans that we'll talk about more here in a minute. Again, making up these, as far as sectors or categories within this, we've seen that renewables have been the most prevalent, but we've also seen other areas of the energy industry and power generation that have made up a big part of new issuances of debt and bonds in these areas. It's not reflected in the chart here, but in 2021, our first quarter, we saw triple the number of debt issuances for sustainability-linked loans in the first quarter over the first quarter of 2020, which kind of goes to show you the rapid growth in the industry. And then again, as far as driving forces, obviously, you've really seen it both on the supply and on the demand side. On the supply side, again, I mentioned that banks and other credit funds have really expanded their allocation in the area. And then on the demand side, you've seen a lot of new infrastructure companies that have come up in the last 24 months that are all looking for funds. And, as that allocation moves more and more to, sustainability linked, debt financing, then the more you see of looking for those types of loans.